Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to bring you one last look at the sights and sounds of the KMOT Ag Expo held up in Minot. Two of our farm directors, Mick Kerr and Jamie Dickerman, broadcast from there last week. One of the folks we heard from that we haven't talked to in a little while is the president of the Grain Growers Association, Tom Bernhardt, and also one of the directors, Cale Nesham.
Well, Tom, the North Dakota Grain Growers, you're kind of took over midstream, and hopefully we can get back to Washington and start hammering away some of the point of what North Dakota Grain Growers needs out there in the next farm bill. Huh?
Yes, that's something we've been talking about, and we definitely need to get out there because we got to cultivate some new relationships because of most of the individuals that we worked with in the past are, of course, gone, and some of those people are not even in place yet, and most, I don't know if there's some of those people have been seated yet as far as the EPA administrator and FSA administrator and so on. So we definitely need to get back out and rub some elbows with those guys and get to know them.
The education process, you know, a lot of people call it lobbying or, you know, but it's an education process.
Absolutely.
All.
If you ever have a problem with one thing or another, it's good to know someone that you can talk to, and if you have a problem in your area that you can, hey, let's see if we can address this, get this reversed or handled in a better way. So that's, we need to get that done. And I don't know when that's going to happen. I it's been talked about, but I suspect it might be later this summer or early fall is what my best guess.
Okay. Well, we got 2 years, but it seems like we always get this farm bill written at the last second.
Yeah, that's always, we visited about that yesterday evening, talking about some of the things that we may want to improve on or some of our wants or needs, some of the things that we were talking about to try to update our yields again, and maybe even if we can work with increasing some of our base acres on, that might be a big ask, but if you don't ask, you might not get it. So
that's right. Or always ask for more than what you need, because you'll get less than what you asked for. But the big issue, I guess, is the separation as far as crop insurance, which is always seems like we got to educate some people on the need for crop insurance.
Oh.
But then the specifics of the separation of spring wheat and durum, that's a big issue for you guys.
Yes, that was been talked about for a few years now, and it's obvious there are two different classes. We feel that they should be insured on, you know, separated in class, and I'm not sure. Well, it's obviously not going to happen for 21, but I'm pretty confident it's for the growing season of 22. I think they're going to be separate classes.
Again, that was Mick Kerr broadcasting last week at the KMOT Ag Expo. This is Inset Agriculture.